Hello.
Hi, Portable. How are you?
I'm good.
That is great. Welcome to Sweet Lemon. And today I know we're going to talk about education in the United States versus education in Nigeria.
Nigeria.
If you don't mind, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself so that people know who they're listening to. Can you tell?
Okay.
Well, brief.
Charles Udense, popularly known as Portable. I studied accounting in University of Nigeria. That's UNIZIC, and I'm into entertainment and fitness. Hello?
Yes. And can you tell a little bit about what that means or how that helps people?
You mean what, the fitness or the entertainment? How do you mean?
Yes. Yes,
Okay,
both of them. How you handle.
I write song. I'm a recording artist, and I'm into fitness. I'm a personal trainer. I help people to lose weight and into bodybuilding and all that.
Thank you. I think that's very good. We, especially here in America, we eat a lot, so we need fitness. There are gyms all over the place. And as far as me, I got my degree, well, I received my degree from American Intercontinental University. And I'm pursuing another degree right now, so I go to Ashford University. So I think it's good to continue education so it keeps your mind working. And then in the job field right now, there are so many companies that are taking away positions. And if you don't have the degree, you can have the knowledge all day, but if you don't have the degree, then you may lose your position. So it's a little scary. How what cost there in Nigeria for education?
Please repeat. I didn't hear you clearly.
Sorry about that. What is the cost for education in Nigeria?
The cost is average for, I think, for federal school. Federal schools, they pay up to 50,000 naira, which is equivalent to $140 in America. Then state school,
What?
and the state schools, in Nigeria practice a federal system that we have two, three tiers of government: federal, state, and local government. So we have federal schools and state schools. So state schools, they pay higher than federal schools. So they pay up to, I think, 200 to $300, which is equivalent to 100,000 to 150 in Nigeria.
So it doesn't matter where we are in the world, education is always going to be expensive. So here, per class, my classes were $1,700. That's for one class.
Said how much?
$1,700. So $1,700 for one class.
Okay.
Yeah. So they the education equals about the same amount
Okay.
here in America as well as Nigeria.
Okay.
Do you find that a lot of people are going to trade schools?
What did you say? Please repeat yourself.
Sorry about that. Do you find that a lot of people are going to trade schools,
Trade
small
schools,
schools
trade
like
schools. I in Nigeria here, people, especially parents, they want their children to go to higher institutions. They don't value trade schools there. So that's it. Trade schools, very few people go to trade schools there. Because parents encourage their children to go to higher institutions.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from some of my friends that I know. You must go to a university. That's really.
But to me, I think trade school is very good. I don't know if I have my own children, I advise them to go to trade school. Possibly after trade school, they will also go to a higher institution to get more knowledge. Because I feel in trade school, you acquire more skills. Because I lost skills a lot. Then in higher institution, you do more paperwork, you talk and. But trade school, you acquire more skills. And I believe so much in self-education and using your talent and your passion to do what you love.
I completely agree with that. A lot of children in our area were admonished to do the same thing, go to trade schools because they'll finish faster and then they'll be able to start their journey with their career immediately.
Okay, I want to quickly drop one now. Okay, recently in Canada, they have this immigration program that they are running. So they, if you want, if, like if you're moving from Nigeria to Canada, they easily pick.